from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
I say, oh yeah, yeah, I miss you. So we got really good relievers. We got Adam there, Turner, Hoim, and then it's gonna be excited for everybody here.
Luis Arraez is happy that his former teammate is coming to the Padres. We welcome you back to Gwynn and Chris. The happy hour gets underway, although this has been a pretty happy group we've had on the phones, at least, over the last hour. Padres acquire Miami Marlins all-star closer Tanner Scott today. Never mind who they traded, everybody says. Here's what the Padres got in Tanner Scott. I mentioned that he posted a 1.18 ERA this year. He has also held opposing hitters to a 127 batting average this season. 127, Scraby. Like, no one gets a hit off this guy.
Yeah.
The last time he allowed a run, it was still spring. June 17th.
Wow.
Did not become summer until June 21st.
I thought you meant spring training.
No.
That was a funny
You got to go back to spring. June 17th, the last time he allowed a run of any kind. He has held opponents to an 0.91 batting average over that span. His 1.89 ERA over the last two seasons is the lowest of any pitcher in baseball, with a minimum of 100 innings pitched. So basically, the last 2 years, he's been the hardest pitcher to hit in all of baseball. No wonder we shouldn't care that the Padres gave up Robbie Snelling, Adam Mazur, and Graham Pauley. Welcome back to Gwynn and Chris. 5:02 is the time. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby alongside. Tony Gwynn Jr., of course, busy, but was with us earlier. From Petco Park, that's where tonight the Padres will take on the Dodgers. Sam Levitt has the EcoWater Padres pregame, SoCal Padres pregame show coming up in about 35 minutes.
This has been an emotional day, Chris.
It's been a whirlwind. I've been trying, as we've been doing the show, I've been trying to write down all the trades. So, and I don't want to bore you with a big list, but I'm going to try to give you some of the key names that were moved today, in case you're just hopping in the car after work. Maybe you heard what the Padres did, but you didn't hear what everybody else did today. The biggest name that moved today went to the Dodgers. Jack Flaherty, starting pitcher from the Tigers, 7-5 ERA under 3, WHIP under 1. It's scary. Dodgers add Flaherty. They also added Kevin Kiermaier, a gold glove winning. It's the Olympics, right?
Yes, it is.
Gold glove winning center fielder from the Toronto Blue Jays. Yesterday, the Dodgers added Tommy Edman, reliever Michael Kopech, and Ahmed Rosario. So the Dodgers, those are the five they add. Arizona Diamondbacks, they add our own friend, old friend Josh Bell. Josh Bell basically going to take over at first base right now for Christian Walker, who just went on the injured list. So the Diamondbacks needed to do something at first base. They got yesterday reliever from the Marlins, A.J. Puk. Puk has not been great this year as a starter, but as a reliever, he's been really good. And here's how good Puk is or was. Last year, Puk was the closer for the Marlins ahead of Tanner Scott. So that's who the Diamondbacks
got.
There you go. New York Mets get Oakland A's right-hander Paul Blackburn today. Cleveland Guardians get injured Giants pitcher Alex Cobb, expecting him to get healthy. They got Lane Thomas yesterday. Baltimore Orioles add not only Trevor Rogers, starting pitcher from the Marlins, but Eloy Jimenez, slugging outfielder from the Chicago White Sox, goes to Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Kansas City Royals get shortstop Paul DeJong from the White Sox. Also, setup guy Lucas Erceg from the Oakland Athletics. Minnesota, Trevor Richards, left-handed pitcher. Pittsburgh, utility man infielder Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, and Marlins outfielder Brian De La Cruz. That was the last trade of the day that has been announced, by the way.
It's been filed.
De La Cruz going from the Marlins to the Pirates. San Francisco Giants, who yesterday traded Jorge Soler.
They didn't have a good
season. Today come back and say, well, let's pick up Mark Canna. So that made very little sense to me.
Jorge Soler and the Giants, I guess, I was talking to a friend, I guess they've been kind of contentious a little bit.
Didn't work there?
Yeah.
All right, so that's kind of a
recap.
We always
thought, too, it was weird that Jorge Soler went to San Francisco because he's a home run hitter, and San Francisco is extremely hard to hit home
runs. Tough to hit home runs. Now he's back in Atlanta. Anyway, that's kind of a recap of what happened today on top of the moves that have been made heading into today. But you're kind of up to date on everything. Big winners? Who knows? Big losers? Marlins, White Sox. As a matter of fact, you wonder if the Marlins and or the White Sox will even be able to field a team of players the rest of the season.
Oh, I chose the churro guy to start tonight for the Marlins.
They traded so many players. I mean, Skip Schumacher is going to be on Ben and Woods tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. They're going to have to ask him how in the world he's going about filling out a lineup. They've traded pretty much the entire team.
It seems like they do that a lot. Over and over again.
Well,
do you want to be the Marlins?
Yes.
Do we want to be the Marlins who just have a ton of prospects all the time?
The Marlins have one of the worst organizations in baseball, but
they have great prospects, Chris.
Miami Marlins fans can claim something that you nor I can claim.
A World Series?
Two of them. Yeah. Let's get to some phone calls. I mean, it's been a while, okay? I'll grant you that. 2003, 21 years ago.
That's so
long ago. Kind of time for the Marlins
exactly.
to be good again. You know, what's funny is they were getting good under Kim Ng. They just couldn't make it work, or she couldn't work for them.
No, Derek Jeter wanted out. Kim Ng wanted.
Yeah.
She kind of wanted. She didn't say she wanted out, but it sounds like she wanted out.
That's what happened. Let's go to Kevin in Chula Vista as we kick off the happy hour. Kevin, what are your thoughts on the Padres' move today?
Well, Chris, I'll help you out here. A little bit dubious. Look, the reality is, let's tell the truth. AJ at trade deadline, tell me who has he traded for at the trade deadline that has done one of two things. Either is still here or has led us to the World Series, which is the object of the game. Can you tell me anybody?
Well, he hasn't been to a World Series, so I would say there's probably nobody.
There's number one. And all the people that he has brought in here at trade deadline, 0.0, they're gone. So I'm dubious. I think we have to be at this point. Look, I've said this on with Matt. I've said this with the midday crowd. AJ, it will be evaluated eventually based upon the big six contracts that are out there. I would challenge anybody to go back and look at those six players, collectively put their time of service with the Padres together. Tell me when they have all played together at the same time. When have they all produced positive results at the same time? And when have they gotten us to either a championship or a World Series at the same time? Now, we've spent over $1 billion on this. So essentially, what AJ did today is he has to preserve his tenure here. He's hoping and praying that because he couldn't get the starters, and I'm with you, Chris. I don't know why the Dodgers can go get Flaherty and the Padres can't. That's a great question. But we needed a starter, and we ended up with a bunch of relievers. Maybe what his plan is, look, if the current starters go into the tank, get 3 or 4 innings out of them, I've got all these relievers, we can punch through. Maybe that's the plan. I don't know. But I'm dubious. I want to see what and how this works out. But if you're asking me about the record to date, you tell me and you tell us. Go back and look at the things that I just brought up and tell me what that record is.
Kevin, thank you very much. Well thought out call. Here's what I will say. And this is going to sound, I guess, like a defense of AJ Preller. But part of what you're saying isn't wrong. AJ Preller's overall record as general manager of the Padres is not great. But they are in the midst of a fifth consecutive year in which they're playing meaningful games, which I think is something that deserves a thumbs up. And I will finally say this. And in AJ's case, it rings true just as it rings true in everybody else's case. Nobody can win the big one until they win the big one.
There's a lot of GMs out there that have not won a World Series.
There's a ton of guys in every sport that we can all say, show me the ring. Show me the championship. I don't care how good you are. Show me the championship. How about Xander Schauffele, for example? Show me the major. Well, he can show you now, can he?
Two of them.
I'm just saying, everybody can't win the big one until they win the big one.
I
and then all of a sudden they're like, you're great now. You won the big one. It sounds like a defense of AJ. It's not necessarily meant to be. It's meant to just say, while you're dubious, yes, you're right. He hasn't won anything, but it's only going to take one, and then all of a sudden he's going to look like he knows what he's doing.
I would say he said, tell me a trade he's made at the deadline that has worked out for the Padres. I would say trading for Juan Soto at the deadline worked out for the Padres. Look at all they got back. Kyle Higashioka. We could go through that whole thing again. Michael King. But I'm not going to go through all of it again.
Good.
But that was a trade that worked out. It didn't maybe work out. Just because Juan Soto didn't do what he's doing with the Yankees isn't AJ's fault. The chat is getting to me today, Chris, so I'm getting a little defensive of everything.
Stop reading the chat and
well,
do the show.
You know, I'm really tired of people telling me I'm wrong when I'm not actually wrong, and I provide them proof, and then they just disappear because they're wrong.
Welcome to our world, Scraby. Welcome to our world. Let's go to John, East County guy, on Gwen and Chris. Hi, John.
Hey, guys. How you doing this afternoon, boys?
Very
hey,
good.
I'm kind of along the lines of that last caller. I think they really probably did give up too much, but I think AJ's in a position where if he was in any type of work, he would have been gone a long time ago. And I think he's got to win right now. I think if he doesn't do something big this year, you know, a playoff run, something, I think he's gone. I know he was Peter Seidler's boy, and he hung in there with them, you know, through managers he hired, you know, with no experience, and that didn't work. So I had another one, no experience. So I think we might have given up a little too much, but in his case, he's got to win now. So, you know, I think it's probably a good trade. Get an arm. I would have liked to see him a starter, though. I mean, I don't know. We're going to have like 2 starters and 28 relievers. But I just think, I just think, you know, it's like, hey, you got to go down, you go down in flames, you go down swinging. But if you get fired at the end of the year and the cupboard's bare in the minors, well, hey, it's not my problem. It's the next guy's. You know,
John, you're not the only person who has given us that angle. And I will say this, you presented it very nicely and clearly, and we will find out. That's what I, what was the first thing I said today? Do you remember, Scraby, when we had me and Tony and...
Yes, I think it was this,
and it was
actually.
Kyle Glazer on. Do you remember what I said?
I'm a clown.
That's funny. what I said was that the Padres took a gamble today. A big one. And we're going to find out. It's either going to pay off handsomely, and they're going to get deep into the playoffs, go to a World Series, or they're going to come up short, and they're going to look, and the cupboard's going to be a little barer than they want it to be. Doug San Marcos, good to have you on, Doug. How are you today? Thanks for joining us.
Hey, I'm doing great, guys. Hey, by the way, I'm in Vista nowadays, but it's all good.
Moved over to Vista, okay.
Oh, all right.
We got you.
Yeah.
Keep, get that up to snuff, will you, Scraby?
Yeah, Scraby's all over it, man.
Yeah, he is.
Hey, you know what, man? I want to say, first of all, let's go back, you know, just a couple weeks. Our starters have been doing actually a pretty darn good job.
Incredible.
We're not that hurting. Do we need a starter? Yeah. I agree with all that, man. But to get Tanner out here, man, I've been watching that kid. That's a good acquisition, man. I like that. Maybe what they're looking at is we're becoming a finishing bullpen squad, you know, to where we're going to finish out where we only have four man or five max, but four man rotation. I mean, losing Yu Darvish was huge. That was big, man. And then having Joe out, of course, does not help at all. So we'll get Joe back hopefully sooner than later. And you know what? We got a bullpen now, man. And then you look at the rest of our team. If we can just get them all doing the same thing at the same time, we're going to be fine, man. You know, I don't know that we're a World Series on our way. I think we can have a chance to go semi-deep in the playoffs, you know. And I'm trying to be positive, man. I think we're fine. I think we're fine. I really am. And AJ, yeah, man. I mean, I've been a Padre fan forever. I've told you guys that before. And one thing I've always said is Padres trade superstars, man. Every time they trade somebody, that guy becomes a superstar on another team and they win a World Series. Or they, you know, the Dave Winfields and all of my, I mean, I can't name them all right now, but there's a bunch of
them. Oh, come on, Doug.
Man.
Name
they
them all, will you,
Ozzie
please?
Smith.
Name them all.
I know. There's a lot of them, though, man. There's a lot of them, but...
But, hey, thanks, you know, Doug, thanks for joining us, buddy. I appreciate it. Good stuff. Keep on rocking in Vista. Keep on joining us, and we appreciate your positive vibes today.
Let me ask you this, Chris.
I got to take a break is why I cut you a tad short, Doug. Go ahead, Scrab.
What is the goal? What was the goal of today?
To win the World Series right now.
No, it wasn't. The goal of today was to get better. Or the goal of the last couple days was to get better. I think the Padres got better because we have zero idea what some of these guys are going to do. And we've seen Graham Pauly at the major league level. He's way off. He might be good one day, but I think the Padres got better and that's the goal.
Let me just throw one quick thought at you on that subject.
No, I'm done. I'm not listening.
The goal today was also to get a starting pitcher. Did they?
They did.
Okay.
Martin Perez.
You got him. 5:18, check of traffic, then back to finish up before the Padre pregame show.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Cristello, Mr. Scraby alongside. I want to remind everybody it's Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. My place for great Greek food. Discover the heart of Greece in every bite. It's authentic, family friendly, family owned and operated for 25 years plus. Generous portions, Scraby. You will not leave hungry like I did that place in Big Sur over the weekend.
With your lamb cubes.
It's also moderately priced, unlike that place I went to in Big Sur over the weekend. Happy hour menu every day in La Jolla from 3 to 6 p.m. with all food items starting at just $6. Coronado. And if you're on your way to Petco Park tonight, don't forget you can enjoy some Spiro's at the ball game. Main concourse down the third baseline near the Western Metal Supply Company building. Grab yourself a Gyros or a new this year, the Horia Tiki Bowl. One more thing. If you're planning any party or special event, Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine for catering. Maybe you got a rehearsal dinner coming up, corporate event. Ask for April when you call, and Spiro's will help you plan a customized menu for your party. Enjoy, Spiro's. Somebody who enjoyed what the Padres did today is MLB Network's Tom Verducci. I think he was on this program maybe like the week we started 7 years ago.
No. I've been trying to get him, and his schedule just does not align, or doesn't really want to come.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the latter.
Every time he texts me back, and I'm like, he's a nice guy. He texts me back. That means he's open for more invitations, but it's never worked out.
Never worked out. Tom Verducci said today, quote, AJ Preller hit the ball out of the park with these deals. San Diego is a dangerous team, not just now, but in the postseason. Here's another guy that likes what the Padres did today. Chris Mad Dog Russo.
Oh, Mad Dog likes it.
Mad Dog likes it. Better start printing World Series tickets. Mad Dog said the Padres are very dangerous after what they accomplished at the trade deadline.
But what about 8 years from now? Are they going to be dangerous 8 years from now, Chris?
I said already, Scraby, I don't care who they gave up if they win the World Series.
I don't care who they give up if they get to the NLCS.
They could give up Steve Garvey's retired number. I wouldn't care if they win the World Series.
It's so hard to get to a World Series.
Yes,
like,
it is.
As long as you go deep in the playoffs, I feel like that's a success. Yes, you want a World Series. That's the end goal.
All right.
But it can't happen every year.
Where did the Padres rank in the MLB power rankings like 3 days ago before the trade deadline?
Oh, I know this.
Do you know?
Matt Snyder is our CBS Sports ranker.
Yeah, well, Matt has him always a little higher than everybody else.
Well, he had him at 14 prior to this week's rankings, and this week's rankings, after the good road trip they had, he has him at 10.
He had him at 10. I'm looking at an article here online that has ranked all the teams in Major League Baseball now that the trade deadline is over. Okay. So did the Padres jump up from 10? Did they stay about the same? Did they fall? And keep in mind, this is just, you know, one website's opinion.
Yeah. What website is this?
This is IHateThePadres.com.
Oh, no.
No, it isn't.
Oh,
no. I don't know what it's called. It's some
website. PowerRankings.com?
Whatever it is. They say that the best team in baseball now is the Orioles. Because the Orioles picked up Eloy Jimenez. They picked up Zach Eflin. Anyway, they like what the Orioles did. Dodgers are number two after their trade acquisitions. Phillies are three. But here's what they wrote about the Phillies. And I think it has merit.
Okay.
It says the Phillies have struggled since that London series. Do you remember that?
I do.
They're only 20-21 since then.
Really? I didn't realize that.
They have the fifth worst ERA in baseball out of the bullpen since that time. That's where the addition of Carlos Estevez comes in. Estevez was the best reliever moved at the MLB trade deadline. Now, I don't know if I agree with that. Tanner Scott was moved at the trade deadline here to San Diego, and we already gave you some of the numbers on Tanner Scott, who hasn't given up a run in a month and a half.
That's
I'm not
good.
So sure that Tanner Scott wasn't the best reliever moved at the deadline.
You know what?
But
we haven't.
They say that that's the case here.
Sorry, this just hit me, and I don't I don't think we've talked about this today. But with the addition of Tanner Scott and Jason Adam, hopefully that means that Robert Suarez doesn't have to do any more five-out saves, four-out saves. He could just do his standard three-out saves and save his arm for the postseason. That is a concern, and now it's not a concern because these guys are going
to
do it.
I have one thing to say to that.
Uh-oh.
Boom!
Boom! Is that right? You like it?
Might be good.
Okay.
Might be good.
Finally.
He'll probably get a five-out save tonight, though, just for fun.
I know, and then someone's going to hit me up on my Twitter and tell me I'm wrong.
Phillies are third here after the trade deadline. Power rankings continue. After the trade deadline, Yankees 4, Guardians 5, Brewers 6,
yeah.
Mariners 7, Braves 8. Really? Braves added Jorge Soler. So what? Number 9, Astros gave away their whole farm system for Kikuchi.
Yeah, which was an overpay.
10, Twins didn't add anybody. Padres 11. There you go. It says the Padres lost out on Jack Flaherty and other top starting pitchers, but they will beat some teams with their bullpen now.
Ooh, there we go.
It wasn't cheap to acquire Tanner Scott and Jason Adam, and San Diego knows it. With that said,
who is this person writing
with that
this?
I think it's Kevin. Chula Vista wrote this article. With that said, the Padres bullpen now becomes this team's strength. If the Padre lineup can continue producing, et cetera, et cetera, the new-look bullpen will have plenty of leads to protect.
So I like the sound of all
to
of that.
According to this, anyway, the Padres are about where they were in the power rankings before the trade deadline, as opposed to now.
I don't know how that's possible. They didn't trade any, like, real MLB players, I guess. Except
it'll be,
for
you know, it'd be interesting, tomorrow to look at the baseball perspective ratings of farm systems. Like, did the Padres just go from, like, the number 6 system to the number 60 system?
This happened
in two
when
days?
They traded for Juan Soto. Remember? They went down in the rankings, and then they had enough people. They built the farm
built
back
it
up.
Back up? Well, they're going to have to do it again.
I got to tell you, Chris, I'm exhausted today.
You're a little tired?
I'm a little tired.
Well,
I've been too emotional today, Chris.
You've been a little emotional. It's a good thing you don't have the Scraby Chronicles coming up. Instead,
it would be daily gripe the whole hour.
You'd gripe the whole hour. We've got our guy Sam Levitt checking in with the Padre pregame show. Tyler Glasnow, Matt Waldron. First game, two-game series. I can tell you this. Jason Adam is in uniform.
Yes, he is.
Saw him interviewed down in the clubhouse on Twitter before the game. So, Jason Adam is available tonight. Obviously, Tanner Scott's not going to be available tonight.
Where are the Marlins?
They're in last place.
No, I know.
Oh, where on the where in the world are the Marlins?
Are they at home?
I can't keep track of where the Marlins are. You'll have to tell me yourself on that one.
They are in Tampa, so not close.
They're going to be a ways away. So yeah, it'll be a day or two before
his horse and carriage gets here. He'll be able to go.
Well, hopefully the Padres are flying him out, because if they're waiting on the Marlins to ship him, it may be horse and carriage.
It may be, or he's on Southwest or something in the C group.
Frontier.
Oh.
Oh, by the way, that you brought that up on the C group. Did you know that Southwest is ending the numbered boarding system? Everybody's going to have their own seat now.
And this is the end of Southwest. Because
really? You think it ends the whole airline? Like the business goes belly up because of this decision?
I think what it's doing is it's showing me that all they really want is money. They do not care about the airline. They just want money. And they're going to take away the free bags too soon. Get ready for that. I want better peanuts, and I want more than just a half a can of ginger ale if I'm going to be paying you for my bags, okay?
Warm ginger ale.
I always ask for ice, and then they roll their eyes at me.
Thank you so much to Kyle Glazer today. He made us sound really smart for an hour and a half. We probably gave back all that goodwill in the time since.
Yes.
But we tried. For Tony Gwynn Jr. and Matt Scraby, Chris Ello, hope you enjoyed our trade deadline coverage. Tomorrow morning, we got a special Padres roundtable. It gets started at 10 a.m. Don't miss that. And don't miss this. Coming up next, Sam Levitt's EcoWater SoCal pregame show. Then Padres and Dodgers on 97.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.